in time trial and road race.
Well, first of all, how do you feel about racing for Team Scotland?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's only the second time in my career. We don't get to do it in cycling very often because we race either our commercial teams or even when we're juniors and then seniors, we do Great Britain. So to actually race for Scotland is a second time in my life. It's a privilege, and to do it in Scotland is going to be bonkers.
And will any of your family be here to cheer you on?
My whole family will be here. Yeah, my parents are from Glasgow, it's where they met. Well, they're divorced now, but it's good times to be here. And some of my earliest memories, my grandma lived here and a lot of my relatives lived here. So yeah, Glasgow's always been a place kind of, it's always been a, yeah, ended up here. It's been one of those life sort of like odd places.
How different is the atmosphere in a Commonwealth Games environment than what you're used to when you're out and about on the road, on the tours?
It's friendly. It's probably the biggest difference. With the tours, everyone's quite professional circuit. It's not, the people are jaded, but they're very much kind of on a semi-survival basis and very tired. And it's very much work. There's joy if you succeed, but otherwise it's not that much joy. It's like any other job, although it kind of looks different from the outside. But you come here and it's people are kind of are appreciating once in a lifetime experience, and I think it's such a mixture of you could be racing with people who have full time jobs who are trained after work to get here. You're racing with some of the world's best athletes. There's a lovely kind of mixture of backgrounds, and I think that makes for a very diverse and interesting environment.
With the cycling coming kind of later on in the programme, have you been watching the game so far and thinking, you know, that looks something I want to be a part of?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see much of it because I was in Spain training till Monday. They don't show the Commonwealth Games in Spain, oddly. So I didn't see much, but I've been watching since I got here, and I've been hearing what people have been saying about the atmosphere in Glasgow and how it's buzzing, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've been kind of stuck in the gilded cage of the village. We kind of don't see much from there. You're just kind of in there with what seems a bit like a circus crowd.
In terms of the racing environment, how different is this going to be from Delhi?
The racing environment is going to be completely different. They basically kind of, we had no people on the road, and they basically shut down Delhi for the road race and didn't allow people to watch the race. And it was 40 degree heat, and it was pan flat. And then the time trial was one of the hardest races I've ever done. So we just rode out in a dual carriageway for 20 kilometres in a tailwind, again at 45 degrees, did a U-turn and came back again into a headwind. And it was just like being on a treadmill in a sauna. And so it wasn't very interesting. Winning was interesting, but the race itself wasn't. But yeah, here it's going to be amazing, I think. The courses have been beautifully designed, and I think the crowds are going to be probably like nothing we've ever seen before.
The results would suggest that the kind of that situation in Delhi did suit you. So how's it going to be this time in Glasgow? Equally as confident?
Well, I just finished second in the World Championships like 10 days before in Delhi, so I was on kind of like world beating form, well, almost world beating form at the time. Here it's a bit different. I haven't raced for 6 weeks, and it's been a bit of an up and down build up. But yeah, I mean, I've done everything right, I think. So physically, I'm happy with where I am. But what that's going to give me, can't really predict, unfortunately.
What about the main competition? Who do you feel will be really up against it?
The Aussies have got a great team. Rohan Dennis, Luke Durbridge, Michael Hepburn, they're all strong. Alex Dowsett for England. Geraint Thomas for Wales. Swain Tough for Canada. So these are all guys that can win on the world stage. So it's not... This is a world-class field, which is quite... The Commonwealth is in cycling, and the time trial has been one of the strongest in the world, so it makes it a pretty difficult race.
Not getting the opportunity for the Tour de France, will that affect your approach to this race?
It affected a little bit at the beginning, because I based everything on doing that and kind of using that as my preparation for this. So I had to wallow in self-pity for a week or so and then figure out a kind of plan B, which involved going up to altitude and just... knuckling down to a 2.5-week training camp. So it's actually worked out well. Maybe, we'll see, might have worked out better because it was going to be a bit unpredictable how I'd be if I'd done the tour. I could have been exhausted, I could have been flying or dying, whereas this way, at least I can control a bit more how I'm going.
Just on that, sorry, we spoke to Alex Dowsett yesterday, yeah. And you were both obviously very disappointed to miss out on the tour. He talked yesterday about channeling that frustration into the games. That could really, really help him in these races coming up. Do you still feel the same way?
I channeled it into the training, and then hopefully that'll give me enough. The racing, I've always got the same mentality. But yeah, it did help. I was very focused in training, so I think hopefully that's going to pay off in races.
Oh, Bradley Wiggins, I mean, how do you view that? Do you see that as an opportunity for you to get on the podium? Would you like to race against the best?
No, I think he's chosen not to race because he isn't at his best. So that's just racing. You choose your objectives where you know, so he's not a competitor here, so you can't think about him. I think he would have been worried about going up against Rohan Dennis and Dowsett and possibly me if we were at our best. I mean, he's had a rough period, so I think maybe he wasn't quite as motivated to get ready for this as we were.
And do you think you'll see him back on the road at all?
Probably, I hope so. I don't think he doesn't deserve to just fizzle out like that. I think, I hope he comes back and can be at his best again.
And over, you know, the past few days, we've had all the different kinds of Scottish weather. What would be the ideal conditions for you?
I kind of like it to be dry in the time trial, because riding those bikes in the wet is treacherous, and on that course would be treacherous. But other than that, I don't care. Weather's not something that I bother about too much when I'm racing.
What next for you after this? Is this it?
I got to do Eneco Tour, which is a strange race in Belgium and Holland, a World Tour race, and then I do the Vuelta, España, the Tour of Spain, which is possibly my last race. So that's it. It's been my I've only got three races left.
And what would it mean for you to go out in Scotland with a gold medal in your home country then?
Yeah, it'd be massive. Yeah, no, it'd probably be one of the biggest wins of my career. And that's for real. It would be, it would definitely be one of the biggest wins of my career.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.